Your spine is divided into five distinct areas that enable it to accomplish three different functions. These divisions are cervical spine, thoracic spine, lumbar spine, sacrum, and coccyx, or tailbone. The first division, the cervical spine, contains seven vertebrae that support your neck. Below the cervical spine lies the thoracic spine, which contains 12 vertebrae that support the ribs. The lumbar spine contains 5 vertebrae and is located in the lower back area. Below the lumbar spine is the sacrum, which consists of 5 fused vertebrae. And below the sacrum is the coccyx, or tailbone, which is composed of 4 very small fused vertebrae. The lumbar vertebrae are designed and located to carry most of your body's weight. That is why most disc herniations occur between the lower lumbar vertebra, L5, and the first sacral vertebra, S1. Since degeneration and pain in the back often begin in the discs, it is important to understand how they function. At the center of each disc is a soft, spongy material, which is made up mainly of water. As we age, our discs lose some of this water and dry out, making them more susceptible to injury and damage. What happens to these aging, dehydrated discs is similar to what happens when you try to drive a car on a tire that is wearing out. It can begin to bulge. The discs in your spine will bulge also. This bulging disc can deteriorate to become a herniated or ruptured disc, causing a misalignment of facet joints of the spine. This condition can ultimately lead to the development of arthritis of the spine as well. At night, when we sleep, there's no pressure on the discs, so the gel within the discs actually swells a little, causing you to be slightly taller each morning. During the day, the weight on our spine, our head, torso, and arms, as well as the effects of gravity, compresses these discs, making them flatter by the end of the day. Between each of your vertebra blocks, there are 4 facet joints, gliding joints that keep the vertebra in their proper straight alignment as the spine moves. These joints allow your body to bend forward, called flexion, and to bend backward, called extension. Your spine also contains many ligaments, bands of fibrous tissue that give additional support and strength to your back, thereby preventing excessive motion. Your spine's ligaments have the dual role of giving your back flexibility and stability. Unfortunately, as we get older, these ligaments can lose their elasticity, thus limiting our motion. You may hear older people moan as they get up from a chair about how stiff they feel. That is usually a good description of what has happened to their ligaments. The main source of stability for your back is not the ligaments, discs, or facet joints. It is your muscles. Back muscles are absolutely critical for helping your spine keep its proper curvatures and hold itself erect. Hundreds of back muscles work together in harmony to produce movement and to maintain the proper S shape of your spine. Some of them are long and thick muscles that run the entire length of your back, connecting from your neck all the way to the lower spine and pelvis. Your back also has many smaller muscles, some of them less than an inch long. This entire muscular system is balanced by equal and opposite muscles that connect your spine's vertebrae together. Muscle weakness and imbalance can lead to degenerative conditions of the back. In addition, if your back muscles become weak and atrophied, the normal curvatures in the lumbar, thoracic, and cervical regions of the back will be abnormally altered. A normal spine has an elongated S shape, which allows you to stand erect. When these S curves are in proper balance,